Well, now it is time to delve into the vault of Australian film to celebrate maybe a bit of a cult classic from 30 years ago, a sci-fi post-apocalyptic musical called Sons of Steel, which will be screening as part of the Fantastic Film Festival in a week or so. On the line, we are very lucky to have the film's director, Gary L. Keady, to talk about this interesting heavy metal time travel saga set in dystopian Sydney. G'day there, Gary.
Hey, how are you today?
Really good, thanks. Sons of Steel is a movie that I reckon, you know, some people might have heard of, but maybe most haven't. Do you find that people maybe didn't come across it 30 years ago?
Yeah, it was part of a plethora of movies that came out in the late 80s that probably saturated the market here, so it was up against some pretty incredible competition. But yeah, I find when I travel overseas, particularly in Europe, that they all know it real well. It's a bit of a cult classic over there.
Oh, that's fantastic. I think Australia needs to jump on board that, because when you look at the sort of description of the movie, it sounds pretty amazing. It's like trying to save – we've got the description here, but it's in a way – it's representative of the music-making counterculture singer Dark Angel as he tries to save the world from nuclear annihilation. It's got a mixture of sci-fi and music and time travel. It's got a bit of everything.
Basically, it was based on a band out of I produced in 1983 in Perth called Black Alice, which is a heavy metal band, and I produced their album with Steve James, and we wrote a few songs on the album with them, and it got away in Europe and was released by Street Tunes, a heavy metal album, and really raged in England, and then was successful in Europe, but didn't do anything here.
Yeah,
I made a short film after that called Nightmare, which showed it on Hoyts, at Hoyts theatres throughout Australia, before the feature Dune. You may remember the
Dune,
blockbuster.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, I did a deal with Hoyts to have the it was probably the last short ever shown at Hoyts, actually. I think it was. Anyhow, that starred the lead singer from the band Black Alice, and he appeared in the short, which was a long form short film musical, heavy metal again.
Yeah.
Sort of dystopian future, blah blah, and he sang a song in it, as the character Black Alice.
Right.
And I took that around the world and showed it at film festivals, particularly in the Saint-Tropez First International Film Festival, and went with Yahoo Sirius, actually. We both went over there.
Yeah.
And just screened the short and ended up playing it in heavy metal discos in Amsterdam and all over the world.
Wow.
You know, cut a long story short, it was all used to raise the funds to ultimately make the feature version of that short film, which became Sons of Steel, which starred Rob Hartley, the lead singer from Black Alice, as the character Black Alice in the film. Right?
So, yeah, right.
Yeah, so he's a dissident, and we're in a future Sydney, which is has a fascist government, and they're trying to get rid of this dissident who's got a voice because he's the voice of the people as a rock star, a heavy metal singer,
yeah,
and whose lyrics the government don't particularly agree with, and they want to get rid of him, so they talk him into having a hologram made of himself, but the plan is to actually trap him inside the hologram with a nasty accident, and they get rid of him. It turns out that he appears then 200 years into a post-apocalyptic future when he's released from that hologram accidentally by some sort of barbarians.
It sounds amazing. Like, the plot is awesome. It's fantastic. It's just suitable for the festival. But it's something, you know, it sounds original. When you've got a time of movies being reboots and remakes and whatnot, this is, how unique can you get?
Well, it's pretty unique, and on top of it being science fiction, it's also a heavy metal musical because it's got musical yeah, through it, which I composed a lot with my brother and stuff.
Oh, so good.
So it had all of that. I don't know how I got it made, actually, but at the end of the day, we did, and we made it in 1988, and it premiered in Cannes Film Festival. And
wow. What an occasion that would have been. I mean, do you think back and just go, oh, wow, what a time. How did I get here? You know, like, it would have been just surreal.
It is. And, you know, I had Grace Walker, who did all Mad Max, Dead Calm, and currently The Walking Dead, as a production designer. So it's got fantastic production design. Joe Pickering with his beautiful 70s cinematography. It's a really rich film, and now the one that's going to premiere at the Fantastic Film Festival in Melbourne at the Lido, and then at the Ritz, Rand McRitz in Sydney, is a HD version that we managed to get out of the three remaining prints that exist. And we did a HD version of it, and then we restored it so that it's got all the nicks and rubbish off the frames. And it's a pristine copy now, and it's going to show. The music's all been remastered, so it's really cool.
When's the last time you saw it on a big screen?
on the big screen, probably about 8 to 10 years ago, at the Revelation Film Festival in Perth.
Right.
And that was a thrill because a whole new audience appreciated it. And that caused me... then a strange thing happened. I posted something on Facebook about it, and this woman from Ohio in America contacted me and said, "Look, I've got I'd like to screen that film if you can send me a DVD of it. Well, I've got a film group over here." So I sent her over a DVD. She screened it, and lo and behold, a guy writes to me who's a distributor and wants to release the film in the cult cinema, the cult campus cinema circuit in America.
Wow.
Which is going to happen in May this year. So after 32 years, when I couldn't get a release for it in America, it's finally going to be released.
30 years later, I love it.
I'll give you another crazy thing.
Yeah.
I've since written 8 books in series, and I have the first book out at the moment about from the film, Sons of Steel, and it's a series of 8 books, which was offered by my management to Netflix, who are talking now about producing a series like Game of Thrones from the whole thing. So I've just come back from America talking to them all over there, and it looks like it could happen, and it could be shot here, so the film could live on.
That is amazing. What exciting news. I mean, Netflix is obviously massive now, and they're keen to, like, put on these sort of short sort of mini-series, I guess. But
yep.
What an opportunity. Well, good luck with that. That sounds amazing.
Yes. Well, it could be great. And so he's hoping, but and it'd be shot here and all of that, so that'd be great. So it's been hanging around me like a bad smell for since I wrote the damn thing in... all those years ago.
Well, it's got legs. part of the film is set of when they come back. I think they fall through and they come back in 2112. Is that which is only 92 years away. You know. do you think do you think anything that you did in that sort of futuristic realm of Sydney is coming true? Do you think you said had some sort of crystal ball there to see what might happen?
Well, I think possibly the series of books. Delves into it much deeper than the film did, and it takes the issue quite seriously. The film is a bit tongue-in-cheek, as it was in the 80s, but seeing I've written them all of recent after going back to uni and getting a degree in arts and writing, I decided to be an author. and so the books delve into it more deeply, and I really do see that unless we shake up things, we could be looking at a rather ugly future if we're not careful. So I think the books and the film provide a possible alternative if we don't continue to take control of our world.
What's the
thing? A little better.
A little better, exactly. And I think Australia has been quite well known for doing some amazing post-apocalyptic films. You know, you look at Mad Max and Cars Eat Paris, things like that. Yep. You know, I don't think it's a coincidence that we are good at making these things because when the world goes to shit, this is the place it's going to happen first, right?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. And that's borne out by the catastrophe we've just been through with the fires and everything. You know, while I was in America, you couldn't believe the people, the heartfelt response to the agony Australia's been through and how they look upon us as being, you know, that staunch Mad Max type, those people that that are beyond that sort of problem, you know, unbelievable. So I think our vision comes from all of that is that we've seen the desolation and the devastation that can occur, and that triggers something in in one's creative mind for science fiction.
There's no coincidence there. I think it's intentional. I think it's sort of bred in us.
Yeah, very true. And George is making Mad Max 5, I believe, this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there we go. Going to continue on that story. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with it. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing ride for this film, and it's awesome that it's got a high-def screening as part of the Fantastic Film Festival,
yeah,
which is going on from the 20th of March to the 4th of March.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, 20th of February to the 4th of March. So
it's
just starting tomorrow. Yeah. Your screening for this film is the 27th at Randwick Ritz.
Yeah, and I think Jeff Duff should be along. He's one of the stars.
Jeff Duff, we've chatted to on the show. Great, really amazing talent. Yes.
Yes, singer. Mr. Duffo. And, you know, there'll be others there. You know, my brother, he was in the show, Rod Keady, and Scott Johnson, who was also one of the actors and performers on the record, the album.
Wow, yeah.
And you know, the two albums from the associated with the film, the soundtrack and the previous album by Black Alice, both came out as vinyl in Europe earlier this year, remastered, and sold and went very well for collectors. So
fantastic.
You know, if anyone wants to go to the website, go to sonsofsteel.com, sonsofsteel.rocks and have a look, and you can learn more about it.
And we look forward to the reformation of Black Alice.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER today, and good luck with the screening and the possible Netflix show.
My pleasure.
Cheers.
All the best.
Thanks. That was Gary. No worries. Gary Olkiti right there chatting. He's the director of a film called Sons of Steel. If you haven't heard of it or you're really intrigued now after this chat, get on down to Randwick Ritz on the 27th of February. You can find it as part of the Fantastic Film Festival. Fantasticfilmfestival.com.au is where you can get tickets. And there's a bit of a Q&A as well that'll be part of that screening.